something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part 2.
Just the bits.
Happy weekend. Welcome to the best bits. I am so glad to have you here with me this weekend. We're about to catch up on the Bobby Bones Show in case you've missed anything. But before we get into that, I want to remind y'all to check out part 1 and part 3 this weekend. Amy joins me. Part 1, we are talking about our favorite things. The last time we were really proud of ourselves, kind of home edition. And then the origin story of her mom and dad with the Cardinal and the Blue Jays, where that all begun. And in part 3, we are answering listener questions. Amy's sharing her top 5 traits she's looking for in a guy, how she spends her time when her kids are with their dad, and some advice she'd give to people who are going through a divorce. Plus, there's so much more. So check out both of those. We also share some shout outs. So I love those. I love looking at the positive. But for now, we are going into the Bobby Bones Show from this week. Let's go.
Woohoo!
There's an update in the whole Eddie kidney donation situation. So for months, he's been talking about how he wants to donate a kidney. Well, apparently somebody in his family may just need a kidney. So he's going to go get tested. But then there's some making fun of each other that happens, and a lot just transpires during this whole thing and then further on the post show. So this will at least catch you up on the latest of how Eddie's feeling and his kidney donation situation.
Number 7.
No, everybody's going to roll their eyes. Bear with, not even me, bear with Eddie. I'm going to allow him to talk about this a little bit. Eddie has said over and over again he wants to give a kidney. Right? Like that's a goal.
Yeah, man. After hearing Tell Me Something Good, I'm like,
for
I want to do that.
He's like, yet he does what?
He doesn't do anything.
Nothing, right?
Right.
He's always like, I'd love to do that. But then he never. We've been through this like 8 times. Mm-hmm. Eddie, I know you have something you want to say, so go ahead.
This is serious, so don't make fun of me. This is a real story. My mom was in town last week, and she's got 13 brothers and sisters, which is crazy. Mm. And so every time I talk to her, I'm like, hey, how's everyone doing? How are the aunts and uncles doing? And she said, well, your uncle's not doing too well. He actually got both of his kidneys removed. And he's been in and out of the hospital. And
living on like dialysis?
Yeah, he's gone through dialysis three times.
But if he has no kidneys, is he hooked up to a machine?
No. Apparently, you can live on kidneys and then they just got to drain you whenever stuff just doesn't go well.
Huh, I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
I'm not educated on this. Go ahead.
So it clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, is this it? Is this the sign I've been waiting for?
If you're making a joke, though, on your uncle's
I'm
sick.
I'm not making a joke.
No, this I think he's serious.
This is real.
I know, but he's done this 8 times.
I know, but this is his family.
Go ahead.
And I asked my mom, I'm like, hey, we've got like 30 cousins. Like, has anyone stepped up to say like, hey, let's try to see if we're all a match? She's like, no one's done it. So this is what I want to do.
Is this what you want to do or what you're doing?
This is what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay, I thought he was going to say he already did.
This is what I'm going to do.
G-O-N-N-A.
Go ahead. I'm going to reach out to all the cousins.
Oh.
And I'm going to say, let's all get tested to see if we're a match.
You're going
to
get tested.
Yes.
So I think that's the headline.
Let's see if we're a match. Because
you're going to go get tested.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's good to go ahead and just clue everybody and everybody do it at the same time because it's difficult at times to find a match. So you're rallying.
Right.
But do you think your cousins are going to respond in a way of like, yeah, we'll all jump in? Or are they going to be like, oh, I don't know. It's a kidney.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that.
What if three of you match out of the 30?
And then we flip a coin. Like, what do? We go to a random generator.
Okay, but you, who's making the rules on that?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm the leader,
if you're the
right?
one doing it this and you match, it's going to be you that gives the kidney.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. You're really going to get tested, though.
Yeah.
When?
I mean, this week. I'm gonna have to look into it ASAP because I don't know. And here's where it gets a little tricky. They're being, like my mom said, they're being a little secretive about it. So they don't have a lot of information.
Well, this is not very secret.
Far as like what his condition is, how bad is it? Does he want a new kidney? I don't know. We don't know if he wants a transplant.
So you're going to get tested. Where do you go to get tested?
The hospital, I guess.
You can go to Vandy. I mean, I talked to those ladies that do.
Just show up. Show up and be like, I'm here to get kidney.
But they have to have my uncle's information, so I'm going to have to just sort all that out.
You know what?
These are the preliminary stages.
This is the most legitimate version of this story that you have told. If you're going to say this, though, you got to follow through.
I'm saying it.
Okay. Lunchbox?
So let's say you're not a match for your uncle, but you're a match for someone else. But then that way you could create a chain.
Yes.
I don't want you to commit to that. That's not fair to me. He's like doing it for his uncle.
Okay.
I don't want you to have to be in a spot. I think you should deal with this emotionally, all thing, right?
Yeah.
Just go get tested and see if you match your uncle.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just you've said this so many times.
Right.
That it's hard for us to go, attaboy. Good job for thinking that and going to do it. I think it's amazing if you do follow through. I am a coward. And I am not going to get tested because I'm a coward and I'm a loser.
Dude, everyone I talk to says you can live off of one kidney perfectly fine for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Why would we all not give a kidney?
Probably. Okay, but you have never, and you're saying that.
No, that's why I want to,
though. I know, but you're like, why? Why won't everyone? But you haven't yet. And I hope you do, and that's great. And maybe you'll inspire us too. I think there's a down process where you'll be down and out for a while. For what, selling it?
Selling?
No, dude, you donate.
You made it sound like it's a black market deal. Like,
yeah, you guys want it?
You want to get
but it like the chain thing is
absolutely
real.
Absolutely, I agree. You do that, but you've said it so many times. You do that, and we'll be waiting.
But okay. He says he doesn't even know if his uncle wants it.
No, I don't even know if he has an uncle.
Wait, no, I'm telling you, I got 13 aunts and uncles, dude.
So, but should you ask? Because what if he's like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, we just had a conversation with my mom, and that's where we're at.
Here we go, Eddie. I got the online application. I'll send it right over to you. That's the first step.
Pop it over to him.
Okay.
All right, good job. Eddie, we're proud of you.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Ish.
What do you mean?
You just said this 100 times.
No.
We don't believe you fully yet, but we kind of believe you.
This is the first time I'm taking a step towards you.
All right, good. I'm happy. That's amazing.
Right. All right.
We'll check back in. We'll check back in next week.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
It's no secret that Lunchbox isn't a big music guy. That's always been the case. Well, Bobby thinks that Lunchbox may actually have a music disorder called amusia. I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing that right. I've never heard of it before, but we put Lunchbox's music skills to the test to see if it's a possibility. And guys, I really think it might be.
Number six.
Experts say there are certain people who are incapable. Like, they just are not, their brain does not allow them to hear music the same way that we do.
Yep. I know one of those guys.
Yeah, I know one of those guys too.
Okay.
Less than 1% of the population suffers from amusia, or it's a version of true tone deafness. They cannot create a melody back, even if you present it to them. They can't tell them apart a lot of times if they're just played straight melody. They're incapable of repeating a song. This is from a journal of neurology called Brain. I think that Lunchbox has amusia.
Absolutely.
He has arrhythmia. Well, that's a heart. But he doesn't have the rhythm.
Amusia.
It breaks, but he has amusia. He has singia.
This is his dyslexia.
Maybe.
You know how he laughs at us for being dyslexic, Amy? This is his dyslexia.
I will present a melody to Lunchbox.
Yeah, which would you rather have, though?
I'd rather have amusia.
I'd rather have dyslexia. I love
dyslexia
music.
I'd rather have.
Same.
Okay, Yoda.
So, Lunchbox, I will just give you a melody of a very famous song.
Like, what does a melody mean?
If I were doing the Star Spangled Banner melody, it'd be like, da 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 da
da
da da da da da.
Surely he knows that one.
Yes. But I'm going to... I don't know that he can.
You know what I'm saying, man?
So here's what I'm going to do. This first song is called Help Me, Rhonda. And I'm just going to do it from my...
Oh, I know that one. Help me, Rhonda, Rhonda, Rhonda.
Nope. Here we go. Nope. Repeat this back to me. Ba-ba-da-ba, ba-ba-da-ba.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Don't worry about the bumps and the doms.
No, dude, try.
You try to do the melody.
Really try,
it could even be.
That wasn't it?
No, you're not kidding. You're not kidding.
Are you being serious?
You're not kidding.
I nailed that.
You're trying as hard as you can.
Yes!
You
try again.
You promise.
Yeah, okay. Was that close?
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Listen again.
Okay.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba right.
Okay.
Bop it up, bop, bop it up, bop it up, bop, bop it up.
I don't even know where you started. Bop, 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 ba-da, ba-da, bop, ba-da, bop, 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 bop.
Pay the man.
$20.
No, no, because I'm going to go broke. He's going to possum me, and I don't think he's possuming me.
I think you could go $100, and there's no way he'll get it.
Really?
$100.
Okay, how about this one?
Yeah, give me a different one. That one's hard.
Let's do a different, because I don't know the...
The bop is messing with me. Give me a different one.
Okay. And you'll know the song.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to give you the melody. So Bruce Springsteen in the 80s, Born in the USA. Right?
I know that
one. Here
we
go. Ba ba na ba na ba ba na ba ba na ba na ba ba na
ba na ba na ba na ba na ba
na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na ba na There you go. Ba ba na ba na ba ba na ba ba na ba na ba ba na
ba na na ba na na ba na 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 ba na 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 na.
He hasn't used yet. He's like- the guy. He's the 1%. What he doesn't know is he's so off that if he did that, we would not be able to find that song out of 1,000 guesses.
Nah, no.
Ba na 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 na.
Can you?
Oh, you're close on that. You're close, not there.
You know what I was kind of doing?
What?
Banana na na.
Banana na na.
Beethoven.
That's what I was doing in my head.
Can you do Star Spangled Banner?
No words, melody.
No, no words. Okay. Can I hum it or do I have to do that?
Yeah, humming gets the melody. No, that's not it. How are you missing that?
That's Oh Say Can You See?
No,
crazy man.
Do it again. So.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a dying whale.
No, every once in a while he hits like a note, kind of. Okay, how about this one?
Go.
The song you'll know. Can't do the words, but. Looking to the man, looking at the man in the mirror.
Starting with a man.
Thank you. So you know that song. Starting
yeah, I heard that
with
one.
The man in the mirror.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, that's not it.
He's like, doing wada wada bing bang.
I can give you a different sound.
Oh gosh. Can he fix this?
Wow.
Like, can he go to a doctor?
He can't help it. He has it. He's the 1%.
Hey, I'm sorry, dude.
Our listeners think we're kidding when we do that. You want to hear him not have rhythm?
Oh, boy.
Mm. I'll repeat this. Ready?
Yeah. Oh.
That's me.
That was close.
No, it wasn't.
It was the right amount
of
claps.
But that the right amount is... Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't clap until I'm done. I'm going first.
Got it.
Whoa, that's hard.
Oh. Oh, boy, that was a tough one.
Yeah. That one's hard.
He does this one.
Yeah, like the horn.
Can you do that one?
Which one? Oh, yeah, I did that.
He can't even do that one.
Is that right?
No.
Let's play Dustin.
But not weird in a bad Dustin. Way.
Yeah, we're in a terrible way.
Yeah. No,
we're
he's just different. Yeah, it's really just awful. Different.
That's why he doesn't like music.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it.
Yes, I'm sorry,
dude. That's a
really
good point. That's
so sad. I'm sorry.
It's like, well, that makes sense now.
Does it?
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Speaking of a lunchbox, he claims that somebody on the show stole his shirt. Now, this surprisingly didn't happen in studio with all the mail drama I'm going to catch you guys up on in a little bit. But it did happen after Lunchbox gave a show member something, and we'll just listen for yourself.
Number 5.
Abby, did you steal a shirt from Lunchbox?
A shirt?
Okay, so you don't even know what this is.
No.
He claims you stole a shirt from him.
I have no shirt. I don't even know what he's
talking about. And he's usually the one that leaves stuff. If they leave something, he takes it home with him.
Like a shirt you were wearing here? Why would you just have a random shirt?
So last minute, I couldn't go to the Nashville soccer game. One of my kids broke out in a rash. And I thought, okay, who is going to have nothing to do? And last minute, let me think. So I hit up Abby. I know she likes sports. I was like, hey, do you want tickets to the National?
Well, that was nice of you. You'd have to go through that whole, let me think who the biggest loser is. Just to be like, and I thought Abby'd want to go.
Right, I thought Abby'd want to go. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And so I hit up Abby. I was like, hey, do you want to take your boyfriend to the game? You know, night out on me. And she's like, let me check. And she goes, I'll take him. So she goes to the game.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was so fun. I've never been to a game.
And she texts me. She goes, oh my gosh, we had such a blast. I caught a shirt they threw in the crowd.
Oh.
And I said, you mean you're bringing me that shirt because that's my shirt? And she was like,
how is it your shirt? She caught it.
She ain't catching that shirt if it ain't for me. Those are my seats. So she owes me the Nashville SC shirt that she caught in my seats.
Wait, what?
Was it a nice shirt?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It has the mascot on it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And who caught it, you or your boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay.
But I was making eye contact with the coyote. I was like, come on, pass it to me.
And he tried.
I don't think he would have thrown it to you.
Oh, he would have thrown it. I mean, he threw it right to my seat.
Well, the question is, if she's in the lunchbox's seat, does she owe him the shirt?
Yes, no. 100%.
Let's vote. Let's take this to a vote. There's 5 voting panel. Amy?
No.
Eddie?
No, he wasn't there. It's not his shirt.
Yeah, it's not his shirt. Morgan?
No.
Ray?
What? Yeah, it's not even close. He gave up all of his rights by giving her the tickets to the event. Whatever happens with the event is associated with those tickets.
Yeah, I agree. No, you're a 0-5. Worst Supreme Court case ever.
Are you serious right
she
now?
Would not even, I can't she even would not have the opportunity to catch a shirt if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, but
so
maybe
anything
they only
that happens to her, if let's say she's going to the game, and the only reason she's going to the game is because of you, and she buys a lottery ticket, wins $1,000.
Probably owes me $500.
Okay.
Well, let's reverse it. What if she's at the game and she's gets a parking ticket? Do you have to pay it?
Ooh.
Oh.
No, because she parked illegally.
Oh, well.
Okay, she wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for you, giving her the tickets.
Exactly.
Right?
Interesting. So what is your case here?
So my case is, due to the circumstances of my kid getting a rash, I gave you the lifetime opportunity of seeing a game. Your first game, right?
Mm-hmm. Lifetime opportunity?
Right. Yeah.
opportunity opened, of a lifetime.
Yes, I opened a new horizon for her, an experience she's never had.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that you got the shirt is because of me, so it should be my shirt.
Mm.
Why do you want the shirt so bad? Just buy a shirt.
Yeah, you don't even know what it looks like.
It could might not even fit you.
Okay. Right, and if it don't fit me, it don't fit her.
It's her boyfriend.
But who kept the shirt?
Well, I have it now because I like it. Why not? It's kind of big for me. It's actually probably.
Will you please wear it to work the next couple of days?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please
I'll wear it.
Your shirt to work.
I would love to.
Okay. I'm sorry. Everybody voted you down on this one.
It's not even one vote.
No, it's kind of down.
No,
kind
man.
Down.
Scuba.
Scuba's in the green room talking with a guest.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, but I'll take tickets anytime you want to give them away.
You,
so thank
you were off the list.
Because she caught a shirt and didn't give it to you?
I mean, that's like saying if you...
No, okay, here we go. What's your analogy before we go? Go ahead. Oh, you don't have one. He's almost... He doesn't have one.
When you get the breath, there's nothing
there. He doesn't have one.
There.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's like if you gave up your tickets to Arkansas football...
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a football in the stand.
I wouldn't say give me the football. Oh, I'd say nice job catching the football. And that wasn't even really an analogy. It was the exact same scenario.
Exactly. But I wanted to turn it on you to see how you'd feel.
Okay.
If Abby, someone stole something from
keep
you.
Keep the shirt. Please wear it.
Okay.
Please
I
wear
will.
It a couple days.
So Abby is now a thief.
Okay. No, Abby is within her rights.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, so there's been some drama of our mailroom and packages getting stolen. Well, there was a lot of things that transpired in this. First, it was the package getting stolen. Then it was us not sure who all actually got a package. And then it was somebody who finally confessed. Like, you want to talk about old school drama? This is what happened. And you're about to hear the whole thing.
Number four.
What'd you find out about the shoes?
Okay, well, it's unfortunate because the box I did see, Abby confirmed where it was. And I was like, yeah, that's the one I saw. It said, attention, Bobby Bones show.
Okay, that's all fine. But what about Eddie's shoes?
Right. So I thought it was to you from Brooks, but it was Bobby Bones show. And then it had like maybe probably Mike D's name under it. And I didn't see it. I don't know where Eddie's are.
What about Eddie's stolen shoes? And then
I don't know.
So Abby, like, for sure saw shoes for me, right?
Yes, I 100% saw them. I saw all of them.
And I would bet that they sent me shoes, too. Because why would they not?
Well, she thinks that they didn't.
She didn't message.
Abby just confirmed because I showed her right where I saw the box.
I don't need shoes anyway, but Eddie needs shoes.
Well, does he?
You do.
I'm a walker.
Because they stole your walker. They stole your run. Somebody stole your running shoes. I'm just tired of things getting stolen around here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's nothing I can do. All the mail comes and just sits in a room where everybody has access to.
Yeah.
It's the worst system ever.
And it's a pretty
But it's
system.
No one in this room that stole the shoes.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
As Shaggy once said.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I saw the box on the counter.
We got to do something about the mail here, though.
It wasn't me.
Because it is the worst system. Like, people send me stuff up here. I never get it because somebody probably steals it.
Yeah, that's bad.
Then mail comes here for other places and Lunchbox steals it. Like, the wine.
Whoa.
From the general manager.
It sat there for a month. I figured that was...
Scuba Steve, what's the plan?
In general, though, I feel like we're all adults. We should be checking the mail on our own and get to it quicker and take it home. Because how long were those shoes sitting there for?
A couple days.
I don't even know where the
mail... I think it was over the weekend.
No one's ever told me where the mail even is.
Oh, it's just a break room.
No, I see that. Yeah, it's all spread out on the table.
Yeah, but there's a mailbox.
It's like a freaking potluck. It's like going to Sunday on the grounds after church. Everybody just brings their macaroni and cheese and lays it on the ground.
Because it's been sitting there forever and people don't get to their mail and take it home. So, I mean, I think us as adults should be better at getting the mail sooner and take it home so this stuff doesn't happen anymore. But we can try to figure it out, rectify it, and get you new shoes or check cameras.
Because somebody's not here for 2 days doesn't mean that their mail should be stolen.
No, I'm not saying that's okay to steal it. But I'm saying to combat that, we should probably get on it quicker.
But if you don't know you have mail,
well, check it every day. You're in a, like, we're all adults.
The goal is, I mean, if you just presented that to like the American society, we're all adults. We shouldn't murder and pillage and rape and steal. That wouldn't happen.
I think he's saying like everyone could take 5 seconds and go walk by the table and see if their name's on
there. Thank you, MBS. Like, we check our mail every day at home. Like, I go to the mailbox, I look, and like,
I check my mail like once a week.
I'm guilty. I'm not an adult. I don't go by there.
There's no system. It's all just scattered amongst that room.
I know, but I mean, I think that it piles up and there's nowhere else for it to go.
Yeah. And there's a lot of mail for people that don't even work here anymore.
Yeah, the system's broken.
But I kind of like the fun surprise of like, what?
See if your mail gets stolen?
No. Fun. But like my little mailbox where the envelopes go, because we all have them with our name on it.
Did you know that? Yeah, I see the envelope.
Okay, and so yeah, sometimes I go a long time without checking that, and then I do, and that's when, bam, I have a $37 royalty check from Holiday Harmony.
Heck yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's fun.
Operation Find Eddie's Shoes.
Please. This is ridiculous.
If you turn in whoever stole Eddie's shoes, a $100 reward.
Ooh. Wow.
Now Lunchbox will turn him in.
Lunchbox?
Well, I don't know who.
If you turn in whoever stole it.
No questions asked?
You know, you're turning somebody in. I'm going to ask a bunch of questions once I find out who it is.
No, but I mean.
No, there'll be questions. I'm not saying the shoes turn up. If you turn in whomever stole the shoes or where they went, and that's the truth, I'll give you $100. I'm tired of people stealing stuff around here.
Wow. No questions asked, Amy.
No, there'll be lots of questions asked and some statements given afterward.
I thought it was that you could just show up with the shoes, no questions asked.
All right, thank you. Okay, so let's say your girlfriend or wife or cousin, whomever, somebody that you talk to or you want to get a hold of, they won't return your calls. What do you do?
Keep calling.
Okay.
Text.
And you keep calling and texting.
Question mark.
But they won't return your calls.
Easy.
911.
Find my phone alarm.
Okay. Oh.
So this guy, his girlfriend, they're not in a good place. And she was like, I'm not returning. She's like, I'm not going to return your call. Stop calling me. So he filed a missing persons report on her.
Oh my gosh. Lunchbox nailed it.
So he's in trouble, obviously.
Wait, he's in trouble?
Yeah, because she wasn't missing.
But what if he thought she was?
He wasn't. She just wouldn't answer the calls. So
but he didn't know that.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because she's texted, like, leave me alone.
Police believe the man intentionally misled the police and have requested a summary trial for the case in court.
Dang.
Me thinks he did something wrong, and she was like, I'm over you. Stop calling me. And so he couldn't get a hold of her, so he filed a missing persons report. Other missing things. Our mail in this building.
Yes.
Somebody's stealing our mail, and I think somebody could be part of the show. Morgan went and cleaned. Morgan, you cleaned the whole thing?
Cleaned up the whole mailroom.
So what happened? What did you do? You went in there, was there mail strode all over the place?
Guys, there was wedding invites from listeners from 2022.
Wow.
Like, I went through everything. I opened up anything that was addressed to the Bobby Bone Show. I left everybody's mail on their desk for what was in there. Abby opened up all of yours. Like, we went through everything.
Did you find the stolen shoes?
There was no shoes there, okay. But our listeners do have a theory on that.
Go ahead. I want to hear the theory, and I want anybody to react because everybody has a theory, but your theory is, Morgan, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's the listeners are reaching out to me, and they're like, hey, you know, like, somebody's getting payback. Eddie stole Lunchbox's mail a few months ago. Now Lunchbox is stealing Eddie's mail.
The really expensive shoes.
Yeah.
That Brooks
running shoes.
Okay, that's a theory. Eddie, your theory.
I think it comes from the source. I heard it from Abby. Abby's the one that came to me and said, hey, your shoes are in the break room. And this was on Friday. And so I said, all right, I'll pick them up on Monday. I come in on Monday. They're not there. The only person that ever saw them was Abby. So I think Abby stole them and gave them to her boyfriend.
Oh, we got a new person involved here.
That's
the boyfriend.
What I think.
Okay.
Is he on the line?
Well, now we need to know the size of Eddie's foot and the size of Abby's boyfriend's foot.
Good call, Amy.
Lunchbox has a theory. And not only does he have a theory, he went and gumshoed it.
Oh. What does that mean?
He's a private dick.
Oh.
Yeah, he's half of that.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, I did some investigating, and I went and I was like, man, I got to get to the bottom of this because Eddie missing a pair of shoes is very serious. So I unearthed some audio that I think is going to point to a suspect.
He unearthed.
What is he talking about?
Uncovered.
Private investigator, man.
Private dick.
You know what I mean? When you're a private investigator, you can put microphones, you can tap phones and wires and all that.
I don't know that that's all true, but I have a clip here. So this is a clip. Maybe just play it. You unearthed it.
Yeah, you can play this clip, and I think it's going to point towards a suspect.
Go ahead.
I really didn't mean for this to happen. So I thought about stealing one of his packages.
One of Lunchbox's packages.
Yes, and I held it under my desk for like months.
Do you know this? What is he going to say?
No, I have no idea.
No, he has no idea.
Okay.
And I was just like, oh, I'll submit it in the show. It'd be funny. Ha ha, I held this package for a month. Somebody cleaned our area. It's gone. I don't know where your mail is. Lunchbox, I'm so sorry,
What
dude.
Was the package?
I have no idea.
Okay,
we all remember this.
But what did that unearth?
Unearthed that I was walking through the mail room and I saw a package to Eddie and I was like, oh, you know what? Payback. I didn't know what's in the package, so I just grabbed it.
Oh.
So you know what? Good for him.
Yeah, good for you.
So
good
I just grabbed it.
So he's Lunchbox. Confessing that he stole it?
He's
like, it's
I
just
wouldn't
a
say he's confessing he stole it. What he's saying is, don't mess with him and he won't mess with you.
Like, it was just a brown box. It didn't say, like, it just said to Eddie, attention, or Bobby Bones Show, attention, Eddie. It didn't say, like, it's just a brown box. And I was like, all right. So I took it home. And I didn't know what was in it. Uh-huh. And now I know there's shoes in it.
Okay.
So you guys, stole my shoes.
Everybody, we have to
stop stealing mail.
Well, Eddie started it.
I know. Whoa. That's why I didn't say anything to Lunchbox. Like,
that's not true. Lunchbox started it. He stole the boss's wine.
But that had nothing to do with you. He did steal first. You're right.
I mean, he's the one started it.
But not yours.
Yeah.
But he did open
Amy,
mail.
Relax.
The boss's.
Amy, Eddie, relax
Amy,
what?
Amy, relax.
Your boyfriend's in trouble. It's okay.
That's true. She's
Lunchbox
getting a little
Lunchbox is
uptight.
Not my boyfriend.
Yet. Okay, look. I'm all good. I didn't know this. Can you please bring him back?
Working on that.
What does that mean?
What is he talking about?
Did you give
about?
His mail back to him?
No, dude, the mail's lost.
Keep him, Lunchbox.
No! What are you talking about?
Keep him. Yes!
He lost your mail. It's the same thing as him just keeping your mail.
If Bones, if somebody came in and cleaned all our stuff.
But you stole it, and that's what happened. What size shoe do you wear?
Well, I got a pair.
I know, but what size do you wear?
Like 11.
What size are these?
Do you know? I haven't opened the box. I didn't know that's what's in there.
Eddie doesn't seem like an 11.
He's a 10 and a half.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm an 11.
You are?
You have two pair of shoes.
What does that mean?
Man, that's awesome.
The judge is ruling, but no more touching anybody's mail.
What's the ruling? He's bringing them back?
No, he keeps them.
No, then judge.
You
judge.
Stole his and they were lost. That's judge, the same thing
somebody
as you losing
else
them.
Took
but we had
them.
A listener call in and say they mailed me $5,000 and I never got it.
Well, so that was they were messing with you.
Oh.
You're able to keep the shoes unless there's something else. If you want to play a game or something, he can win them back. But they're your shoes because he did that to you.
Yeah, I need to find them.
So, and we are done. We are done here.
Eye for an eye, shoe for a shoe.
No, that's not the law.
It is in his room.
Hey.
No more stealing mail.
Thank you. So,
Morgan.
I do have one more thing. We did get sent a lottery ticket in the mail.
Who's we?
The show. And it never got opened until the other day.
Scratch it.
So it could be something. It's the Luke Combs one.
Does it still have, can it still win or is it out of play?
I have no idea. All I know is it's the Luke Combs one.
Oh, that's a new one. That's still good.
I'll scratch it in a minute.
Oh my gosh. What if we win $2 million?
The judge has said Lunchboxes are your shoes because he lost your stuff. You lost his stuff.
This is so dumb.
But no more stealing mail. If you steal mail, you will miss a week of the show unpaid.
Oh.
It'll be unpaid suspension.
What? How do you do that?
I don't know.
He can steal your paycheck.
Oh. I can barely get a hold of whoever does our accounting.
That's true.
Amy, I don't know how, but I hear people say that all the time.
Okay.
There's paid leave, there's unpaid. It'll all be right. Unpaid.
Okay.
No stealing.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Amy loves getting signs from the universe of things that are happening in her life. And this has often been the case with birds. Specifically, cardinals and blue jays, they remind her of her parents. And a lot of people believe that cardinals and blue jays are signs from the other side. And so she had seen a cardinal in a very specific place with something that's happening in her life, and she's taking it as a sign. You're about to hear all of that, and the guys, let's just see, are maybe not super supportive of said sign. However you want to take it.
Number three.
I would say most people believe in some sort of sign. If you get a sign... I'm not a big believer. I'm not most people. I'm not a big believer in signs. I think you can look and find a sign. However, I'm crazy. Now, Amy believes anytime she sees a cardinal, the bird, it's her mom who's passed away. Or a blue jay, it's her dad who's right. passed away. So we were talking. You saw a huge sign. The show doesn't know about this.
Oh,
what was the sign that you saw?
Well, the thing about signs with me is I ask for them. And I had asked for one earlier in the day. And so I was going to look at a house because it was an open house. It randomly came available and I thought, well, open house, anybody can go.
Close to you?
Yeah, close to me. So it was easy to go. And then your wife, Caitlin, she popped on over and went with me so I didn't have to go by myself. And we walk out to the backyard to check out what the yard looks like. And the first thing we see is a red cardinal in the tree.
Oh my God.
And I say red because that's my mom's always the red ones. I mean, sometimes they have the brown ones and those are the females. So I know it's confusing because red is male, but it's my mom. And I feel like it was a sign. And I filmed it. I have it on my camera.
I hear you. I like to go to instant reaction for Lunchbox. Lunchbox instant reaction before more of the story.
You are going to buy a house because a cardinal is in a tree.
Okay, thank you, for instant reaction. Amy, let's go back to you.
Yes, my explanation here is that I got divorced a year ago and I have been thinking about moving, but I wanted to stay put for a while so that the kids had the house, they got acclimated to their dad's house, and then we would make a decision after some time. And I do think the best move for us as a family is to move. This was a home. It has a lot of memories in it that are like, eh. And I think it'd be good for us to relocate, but it's not far. It'll actually be closer to their dad's house. Everything about it is better. And
is it a bigger house?
No, it's smaller. I mean, because now, I mean, it's just me and the kids.
True.
And this would be less for me to keep up with. I mean, anyway, it's a good move for me, but I have felt weird about selling the house. So really the sign is not buy this house. It was more like seeing the bird. It gives me peace about moving.
Instant reaction, Eddie?
Guys, there are cardinals everywhere.
Thank you.
I saw a cardinal in my backyard yesterday. Was that her mom?
One flew into my window and died. Because we cleaned the windows, and so they think they can just fly through the house.
Exactly.
Boom! And then I got to get a trash bag and pick it up with the trash bag and then fold the thing over and go put it out. And I honestly thought, I was like, if I'm throwing away Amy's mom, this sucks.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
I saw a cardinal in a creek this weekend. Instant maybe reaction you should move
there. But does a cardinal mean something to you? Do you ask for signs? Were you looking for comfort about something and peace? And I was given that. To me, it was a sign of like, I feel really good now about moving.
What if you hadn't seen the cardinal? Would you still move?
I don't know that I would have felt that peace. I felt kind of like, what am I even doing? And this open house just happened to be available. I hadn't planned on going. We went last minute. And to me, I'll show you the video.
No, I just want to say this.
We don't need to see the video. I've seen cardinals outside.
But no, everybody relax.
But it was right there. Only one.
I can't prove you're wrong.
I
am not saying you're wrong. There's no way we can prove you're wrong. And if you were looking for a reason and this gave you peace, then, you know, what the heck? Go get you a house. Although that's crazy, the house part.
No, I hate this because like I believe in signs too, Bones. I believe in signs all the time, but this one, like she's making it sound crazy.
But now you are saying only your signs matter and hers don't.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, Amy, you wanted to buy the house anyway.
No, it's not about me buying the house. It's about me selling my house and taking that on. This is a better move for me.
Would you have bought the house without selling the house? So, I mean, it's both. Also, when I say instant reaction, you have 3 seconds. We got to get back to the story.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Whatever.
No.
It's my mom.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
It's my mom?
It's my mom.
It's my mom.
Wait, are you relax?
Okay, it is my mom.
Your mom was in the tree.
I asked for a sign early in the day. And so, to me, it gave me that comfort and peace.
Instant reaction Lunchbox.
So you are thinking that your mom knew and you weren't going to be able to find your mom. No, you weren't going to be able to find your mom.
I said instant reaction. Amy.
Oh my gosh.
Keep going.
I couldn't explain it well enough.
To me, I think if you ask for signs, they will be there. I don't think if there was no red cardinal in the backyard of this house, I don't know that I would have had the peace yesterday about making a decision to actually actively move.
Okay. Instant reaction, Eddie.
It's springtime in Nashville. There are cardinals everywhere.
Thank you. Ray, instant reaction.
Do you have audio of you asking for a sign?
Oh, good question.
No, I mean, I did it during my morning prayer meditation.
Did you talk to the bird when you said, oh, hey, mom?
Yes.
Thanks for giving me. Oh, my God.
I did. Okay. I filmed it. But can I say one more thing?
I want to hear what you said to the bird.
Oh, hey, mom. I start filming.
Stop.
But listen,
Stop.
Even Caitlin, she walked out there with me, and I was like, Caitlin, that's the first thing we saw.
Yeah, I saw. There's a lot of cardinals in my house right now.
Yeah, a lot.
Did Caitlin say hi to your mom, too?
She was a supportive friend.
That's good. And I'm trying to be supportive here. I can't prove you wrong. I feel like you wanted to do it. I feel like you asked for a sign, therefore you're looking for anything to be a sign.
I think that, yes, you see. No, but also not seeing a sign is a
I think you would have found a sign anyway. Like you?
No, if I never saw a cardinal, I'd be like, okay,
so
cool.
So you were only looking for a cardinal as a sign?
No, I just happened to get it. I also look for the number 222.
Why?
Because that's just a number that I look for. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Good for you. It sounds like you wanted to do it, and you needed something to blame it on if it doesn't work out.
But it's not a blame. All I'm telling you, there's nothing to blame. All I'm telling you is now I have peace about putting my home on the market and moving.
And that's all that matters. Good for you. I like it. Good for you.
And
it feels a little crazy,
cuckoo.
But we all do crazy things. Absolutely. We all do crazy things.
Can I also share one more thing?
Absolutely.
So it was an open house, so there was a lot of people there in and out. And as I'm filming the bird, this little girl that's with her family, she runs into the backyard and is being, and I thought, oh no, the bird's going to fly away. And I'm trying to get out my camera, the bird, but no.
Your mom wanted to stay.
My mom stayed. The kid did not faze her. She's like, I'm going to stay here long enough for you to feel comfort and peace. I know it sounds crazy when I even say it out loud, but whatever. It gives me peace.
And we have no problem with that. When Lunchbox wears the same dirty clothes every day to watch a game and doesn't move from the couch, that's also a bit irrational.
Right.
Right. But he does it.
But I don't move because a bird landed in a tree.
But that's not why I'm moving. I have been thinking about moving. Listen to what I'm saying, Lunchbox. I have been thinking about moving. I haven't necessarily felt peace about it. But now that I feel like I was given a sign of like, hey, it is okay for you to move.
That's good. I'm good with it. Here's what I want to say. I would like to hear what you said to your mom, if you feel comfortable. Is it on the video?
Have
you
talking to your mom? I don't know.
In the bird? And what if your dad would have showed up, though, and been like,
he's a bluebird.
He's blue jay.
Let me tell you.
Blue jay.
Seeing my mom gave me peace that I should move. If my dad had shown up, I'd be like, this is the house. I have to move here. Like,
Wait, I don't understand the difference.
That. Okay, the difference is I haven't felt I'm moving out of my home.
But let's say your dad showed up, though, as a blue jay.
Yeah, I would have just been like, this is a double sign.
No. What if your mom never showed up and just your dad?
Oh, it would have been just comfort and peace to move.
So either if Blue Jay or Cardinal.
Yeah, but my mom,
National League or American League, show up, you're good.
My mom's been dead longer, so she has more experience.
Yeah. Ozzie Smith or Joe Carter, either one. They show up, all good. Go ahead, I want to hear this.
I don't even know if I say anything.
Okay, go ahead. Mom, don't go anywhere.
She's like, no, little kid's not
going to
scare me away.
Talking to your mom.
Okay, I said, Mom, don't go anywhere. That little kid's going to scare you. And then
I heard it.
So you moved now because of pizzas and a bird.
Hold on. I want everybody to relax and take a breath and not have Amy feel attacked.
No.
We can all have our little saying here. I'm going to pass the stick because everybody's trying to jump in.
Here they are.
I'm going to pass the talking stick to Lunchbox. You have like 30 seconds with the talking stick. Go ahead.
Pizzas and a bird. Two reasons you have sold homes. The most unbelievable reasons I've ever heard in my life.
Divorce, too, in there.
Nah, divorce. Oh, yeah.
Stay in the same home, though.
Yeah. Amy, I'm just saying it sounds cuckoo. It sounds crazy. But if it works for you,
amen.
It works for you. I'm not judging you.
Oh, you did, though. No, that's not true. You judged the whole break.
I'm showing support for you, but I'm laughing at you on this. I'm laughing at you, too.
Not a judgment.
I know.
Eddie?
Amy, look, I'm with you on the sign thing, but this one's a little too much.
Unfair to judge a sign.
It's a little too much because there are Cardinals everywhere right now. I'm not kidding when I tell you a friend of mine texted me this weekend and said, hey, Amy's mom's in my backyard right now. I'll show you the picture in the text.
No, I believe it because Amy's mom flew into my window. Okay, I'll conclude with this. Good for you. I'm glad you're making this decision. And if that's what you needed, because even though you felt like you needed to make this decision, I am looking for a sign today. And if I see this sign, I'm probably going to shave my head bald and change my name to Rodrigo. But if I see if I see a car driving on the road once I leave here.
Okay, that's
a car.
Oh, uh-huh.
All right. Okay, just a car.
Listen,
driving on the road.
Get the razor.
Yep, let's go. I mean, but who
you
knows?
Don't know.
Can I give an example of what support looks like? Because this is...
I'm supported you. I said believe in you.
None of y'all are showing... This is support. Because last night, before I went to bed...
I just supported the crap out of you in front of these two knuckleheads.
I sent Caitlin a text. I said, seeing that Cardinal really gave me peace about selling my house. Maybe it's not the house we saw today, but I finally feel okay about moving. Appreciate you going with me today. Her reply, I love that. It will be a beautiful new chapter. Heart.
I agree. That's what I just said.
That's support. But
that is support.
No.
Even Caitlin, she maybe thought I was crazy for the Cardinal, but she didn't say it.
She also doesn't have to provide 5 hours of compelling content on the air.
We do.
And we have to say what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that is support. And also, when Caitlin and I went, the realtor definitely thought we were a lesbian couple buying a house.
Much better than last time you guys went somewhere.
Oh, when we were in New York.
What was that?
No, when they thought Amy was Caitlin's mom.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's terrible. I went to get a car. Yeah. I was like, what? He straight up said, like, oh, like, mom and daughter are out, shopping.
Why'd you bring that up?
I thought that's what she meant.
No. I was thinking about the trip we took to New York where people also thought we were a lesbian couple.
Robbing the cradle, huh?
I mean,
even though same as me.
Whatever.
Good job. I get the house.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be that house, but I mean,
well, your mom lives there already. Why not get the house?
Yeah, right. You had to move in. Right.
That's where your mom was.
Yeah,
but don't y'all understand that she's
bidding. Yes. Rock it up.
She's not really the bird.
Hey, you go, girl.
You get it. Girlfriend, hey, Yas Queen.
Heart, Yas Queen.
Yas Queen.
Is this y'all being supportive?
Yes. Yas Queen.
Okay.
Yas Queen. Okay, let me do this. I'm going to play this song.
I mean, next time y'all need comfort and support when you've gone through something hard.
We just can't give it to you blindly without giving you our actual feelings of it. There's 100,000 cardinals in the air.
But y'all don't ever have to make a difficult decision. Yeah, there's 100,000 pennies everywhere. And sometimes if people see a penny or...
Not us.
Like if you ask
she
for
just
something,
said we don't have to make difficult decisions.
Yas Queen.
No.
Okay, I'm playing this.
Do you ever have to?
Yeah.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A very big development in the man in uniform. And when I say that, I am talking about my man in uniform. That is his nickname I've given him, so that way we can protect his identity a little bit. So I shared some big news. He's back and we've been hanging out. And yeah, like I couldn't even talk during the segment, and now I apparently can't talk here. I am a little smitten, I fear. Here we go.
Number two.
Let's do a couple romantic updates. Let's go to Morgan first. Morgan has been seeing a guy called the man in uniform. He's been gone for a bit.
Yeah.
And we think possibly because he's been gone, there's been time for you to really build up. Maybe get a little too overexcited about it. Amy thinks the guy could be living a double life.
He potentially could be, but maybe not.
Maybe not. So you've been pretty excited about it, which is not normal for you.
No, not at all.
So he's back?
Yeah, he has returned, okay. And we've hung out a few times since he's returned, and it's still going really great. He's a really good person. I can't.
There she is glowing.
She's smiling so hard that it's hard for her to talk.
Wow.
That's good?
Yeah. I mean, when I first saw him, he showed up with sunflowers to my house.
When you saw him this time?
Yeah. Okay. For the first time since he had been gone and we weren't able to talk. He showed up with sunflowers at my house and we ate dinner together.
Do you like sunflowers especially?
My favorite flower.
Got it.
Yes.
And she's from Kansas. Isn't that the sunflower state?
Yeah. Wow, that's so cool.
Probably why it's her favorite flower.
Gosh, this guy's good.
I'm just saying, he pays attention. He does.
Because he has to? Because he's living a double life?
Yeah, how does he do that?
This has nothing to do with that. This is me
Well, you're the one who threw that out there. So now you're just like, no.
No, I'm just like, wow, he's good.
Okay.
He's good.
So he brings you sunflowers, mm-hmm. you have dinner. That's the first time, and you guys have seen each other a few times?
Yes.
Okay, and anything else you want to share?
I just said it's going really good. There's still no red flags. I'm about to meet some people that are important to him, so it's moving along.
Are you guys off the apps with the option to date other people? Have you had that conversation?
That DTR? Conversation hasn't happened quite yet. It's kind of like things have been dropped and said, but nothing official yet.
If he were to be on, if he were swiping and somebody said, hey, is this your guy? And you were to see him on the app still, what would your thoughts be?
I'd be bummed, but at this point, I still can't be mad because we're not exclusive yet.
Do you feel differently about him at this stage than you have your last couple of serious relationships?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt this feeling. And it's not like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm in love or whatever. I feel very secure. I feel very confident in where it's going, and he's very consistent. So I don't have any questions. There's no lingering, like, what's happening? What is going on? I just feel, and that's a new feeling for me. I'm not used to people giving me that kind of security.
5-second Insta reaction. Eddie.
I'm so happy for her. This is so great. I love it.
5-second Insta reaction. Lunchbox.
Love bombing at its finest. It's working like a charm.
Coming back to that in a second. Amy, 5-second Insta reaction.
I'm happy for Morgan if she's happy.
You have a look in your eye like there's things.
No, you were going to say but.
No, I'm happy for Morgan. It is consistent with, like, I get she wants consistency, which she has been that. But how many times how long has she known him, and how long has he?
She's right there.
Oh, yeah. How long?
Hey, Morgan, this is Amy.
Hey, that's who you.
Sorry, I get used to just looking at Bobby, but how long have y'all actually this been going on? Like, just a recap, because some people might be just diving into this.
A little over a month and a half.
A month and a half.
Wait, that's all?
Yeah. But he's also been gone. How much of that has he been out of town?
Those 3 weeks.
So he's been here for two, gone for three. Or been here for
no, three. That would be three and three. A month and a half would be six,
we're a little bit over a month and a half, so we're getting close.
You're a month and a half, but 3 of those weeks he's gone with no communication, right?
Yeah. Amy, stop looking at me like you want me to say double life.
I'm not saying double life.
I'm not saying double life.
I'm also not jumping into anything. This is just how it's very slow progression. Like, we're not moving quickly at all.
You're about to meet people that are very important to him, okay, a.k.a. his parents.
I'm not meeting his parents.
Like friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's. First of all, this is a normal progression of our relationship.
Listen, I agree. Amy just really wants someone else other than her to think double life, so she's leading us.
Wait, nobody. Why? No. Nobody has to join me. And I don't even think I'm all the way sold on a double life. I just think it's.
You said you were, though.
No.
But even some of the ways sold on double life is kind of weird.
It's not 100%.
So Amy thinks maybe double life. Lunchbox thinks maybe love bombing.
100% love bombing. This is what love bombers do. They're in your life for real quick, and they shower you with gifts. Every time they see you, they have something for you that you like or they you love. They know, like, they give you a purse, they give you flowers, they send you a package.
Okay, he's not giving me, like, big gifts. These are thoughtful, intentional, small gifts.
It doesn't have to be big gifts.
Yes, it does. No. When it's love bombing, they're like, I want to marry you. We're getting married. Here is every piece of me. And then they disappear.
You
it's
have
not
seen
like
him for
subtle.
3 weeks, and you said you have never felt this way about
but
someone.
That's okay. It's not secure.
This is a new feeling for me. It doesn't mean like there's love bombing. The security is something I haven't felt because I haven't met a lot of guys with that kind of intention.
Also, is it just a sign of how crappy dudes are now that when someone brings flowers, it's such a big deal and so out of the ordinary that we're like, something must be up.
Yeah, it's sad that she's used to like, oh, I got to look for a red flag. What's wrong? Like, is something weird about this? Like, that's sad. Like, this
is the first time,
but that's general dating.
Yeah,
but this is the first time where she feels like so secure about it. This is awesome. This could be the one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
See, here we go.
I'm not getting there because it's still early, but I'm also not on their team.
Oh, dude.
I don't know that I'm on Lunchbox's
side. No, I'm just a guy hanging out, you know? I'm rooting for my friend. It feels a little intense, but I like it.
I'm just saying I'm probably a little more protective in that I think that it's not as long as it seems it has been, and we need to make sure.
I know, it does seem like it's like 3 or 4 months.
We proceed with caution because... And maybe because he does have to leave for work, like he does go hard in these extra areas to make sure that, like, maybe it's not love bombing.
Maybe it is that,
oh, I want her to know that I care and it sucks that I have to be gone. So I better, like, go hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. And I think that you're still being aware. Your head's on a swivel. You can keep your head on a swivel and look around, mm-hmm. see what's up while still enjoying when something's going good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much what's happening. I'm still aware that the other shoe could drop at any point in time. So it's more I'm just trying to also be in the moment and know that this is just could potentially be a good guy.
Are you weirded out? And because I don't know the scenario and I don't even know what the dude looks like. Have you learned anything about his past relationships that kind of weirded you out?
No, I mean, he talks very kindly of all of them, so no flags there. That would be, it's like, if you're what? Trying to be.
If you've been somebody and they're like, my ex is a psycho, then it's like.
But you're not a psycho. Okay, but I can't talk, like, I wish I could be like, oh, they were great, but that's not the case for mine.
If you're trying to make someone seem like you're an awesome guy, then you talk awesome about your exes.
Guys aren't that smart, I'm telling you.
I would say that. If I were a girl and a guy was talking about how psycho his exes are, that's not a good move. That's not a good thing.
Right. Yeah, and they do that more often than you think.
Yeah, I would think they do it all the time.
Yeah, like they were like, oh, she was crazy.
Yes. Mm. In reality, no, dude, you've had 4 crazy girlfriends in a row. Let's find the common denominator here, loser. Right? So, okay, Morgan, we're rooting for you.
Thank you. Well, you are.
Keep us up. Eddie is too.
Oh, I love it. And when do we get to meet him? Like,
we're not pushing that.
No, but when does Morgan make the move?
To what? Bring her on special? I don't think we're her first string special people.
Oh, okay.
I think she knows better because we will not. It'll not be healthy if we get a hold of her. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah. Morgan, I'm rooting for you too. Yes, you know that. Even off, like, this is just why, if I feel it and think it, why not say it? Like,
if your instincts say he's living a double life, then say it.
I don't know that it's a double life, but I'm just
a double single. Like he sneaks off and...
I'm just in like, Morgan, let's just make sure. Because you can't rush these things. And she's not.
Boom. Well, I don't know that she's rushing anything. I think it's happening kind of fast that she's feeling, but that's okay.
I'm okay with what Morgan is doing. Right. I'm just a little weary of him.
But you don't know him.
Correct.
Does anyone.
Whatever.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number 2.
Bobby got a sleep study done and he found out he needed to get a CPAP. So now he's been struggling with trying to figure out which situation of a CPAP he should have that will give him the best sleep. Well, as he's been figuring it out, I guess it's not been so easy on his wife, Caitlin. She recorded some audio of him sleeping, like secret audio, and he brought it to the show knowing everybody was probably going to give him a hard time because what you're about to hear is wild. It's super loud when Bobby sleeps, but he's passed out during all of this. So super crazy. He'll explain the situation. But secret audio from Bobby's wife. We love it.
Number 1.
A wife recorded me sleeping. Now, it's not like Lunchboxes where there was a big snore. You actually don't hear me, but what she wanted to show me is what she hears because I have pretty bad sleep apnea. I'm on a CPAP machine. I keep a podcast on when I sleep. and sometimes the machine falls out of my nose and it goes into the air. So the audio is not the best, but she just sent it to me going, hey, this is what I deal with every night. Here you go.
You view them as like a steady six.
Yeah, probably.
So I want everyone to know what I'm up against. Right. Here. Yeah. And I think there's...
What you hear there? God. Hold on, what you hear? I think I'm listening to... Not listening, because I'm probably asleep at this point. The Ryan Russillo podcast. And my sleep apnea machine that goes into my nose has fallen out of my nose. And it's just blowing into the air. When it blows in my nose, it doesn't make a noise. And the machine doesn't make a noise. But it's like if you were to let air out of a tire or something. Or you poke a hole in a tire.
You view them as like a steady six.
Yeah, probably.
So I just want everyone to know what I'm up against.
Right.
Here.
Yeah.
And
I think there's, you know, a little injury excuse for it this year, which
I think the air woke her up, and that's why she took the video.
Well, yeah, it sounds like a car garage, dude.
By the way, I didn't ask her to send me that. I wasn't like, let's do a bit. She just wanted me to hear it for myself, so I just threw it on the air. So I got to find a sleep nose machine that's better for me. I need to get the one with the tube that comes out of the head, not the face.
What? Out of the head?
Well, so I look like she calls me Dumbo when I go to sleep. Not because I'm dumb, because I look like an elephant. Gonna strap the thing to my face and it's a big tube coming out of my...
That's funny.
She's like, good night, Dumbo.
Oh, it's your trunk?
Yeah. She's like, good night, Dumbo. And it's strapped, but it stays strapped to the back of my head, but it still falls out of my nose. Got to fit that better. But you know why I feel for her? Because that's pretty annoying.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not sleeping alone.
I did suggest I can go upstairs and sleep a couple to few nights a week.
And?
How'd that go?
I don't think she wanted to go. Yeah. I think maybe she felt it. But I don't think she wanted to do that. But I think she still wants me to feel supported. Mm-hmm. And she does put it back in my nose sometimes.
That's sweet.
And then I go, ow, my nose.
Because that's how you talk when you
sleep.
Because
I talk when I sleep. I look like the most feminine man ever.
Weird.
Amy was, she gave me this story, this Zepbound. I never heard of Zepbound. What do you know? Zepbound is what's like a version of Ozempic. Is that what it is? Zepbound is a weight loss drug that could help people sleep. But it wasn't initially made for that.
Right.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
I don't know how to say it either.
ZEP bound. But like, for example, if we were to look at drugs, the old classic one is a drug that was for blood pressure.
Yeah, Viagra.
Oh. And they're doing it to fix blood pressure. All of a sudden, there's a little pressure somewhere else. You know what I mean? So it shifts what it's being used for.
But I think this one was like the weight loss includes kind of your nasal passage or whatever, like wherever you can't breathe, that's losing the weight and making it breathable.
So based on results from trials in people with sleep apnea, the company said it plans to submit, it's already a drug, but to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And also, how much money does the company make then? That's awesome if they find a new reason to use it. The company released results that showed patients, and there were two ways that it helped. One was adult patients with obesity, and then other was with just obstructive sleep apnea and how their sleep got so much better. And so I need to get on this drug.
Well, you don't know that for certain.
But I don't know. That's not what they're certain. Saying. I'm trying everything.
Dude, you're going to lose weight too.
Wait. I'll eat double.
Oh, meant to make up for it?
Yeah. I go hard.
Pill, cake.
Yeah.
So maybe your sleep study place, they can prescribe it to you?
I don't know. I never even heard of Zepbound, but I'm definitely going to take a picture of this. I need help. My sleep is better quality by far when I sleep. It is significant. But I get such crazy... I don't have anxiety in the daytime at all. I'm never anxious. When I sleep, I think it's when I relax. And that's when it actually has time to creep in. And I think I live in an anxious state. And so when I relax, it's like, all right, now it's time. You know, it's like the night at the museum. Everything comes alive.
Yeah.
I think that's when the anxiety comes alive.
When you're vulnerable and relaxed.
Yeah, so it's like I don't give myself time to be anxious when I'm in the day. I go this to that. Let's rock. Let's get this. Oh, we got to accomplish this. Oh, bing, bang,
boom.
Will
you distract it?
Nah, I just get stuff done.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say.
Okay.
But I'm going to check out this Zepbound.
Good luck, man.
And I got to get a new headset because, again, this is what it sounds like with the podcast on.
You view them as like a steady six.
Yeah, probably.
So I just want everyone to know what I'm up against.
So she's listening to two guys talk about sports and a tire that's had a hole poked in it.
How do you sleep with your headphones that loud?
No headphones. The phone. Straight up.
You were headphones?
Play it.
Yeah, just play it straight up in the air.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I totally was picturing headphones and maybe like your earbud fell out.
No. I just play it straight up in the air. Well, and here's why I think that's acceptable.
Why?
Because I've grown so much. It used to be the TV on. Light. Sound. Now it's just Brian Rosello or Bill Simmons talking beside me.
Right, but you share a bed with
someone. It's like they're in bed with me.
Right, okay. I'm worried
it's
about
me, my wife and Bill Simmons most nights.
Caitlin's rest.
Yeah, okay, well, worry about that with her. I'm trying to get me fixed right now. I need them zip bound.
Okay.
Let's go. Okay, well, that's it. That's a little personal look into my life. And like when I say I'm not easy to live with, that's just an example of a way that I'm not easy to live with.
Oh, yeah, we get it.
But man, people should be thankful. I don't watch TV at night anymore. I gave my wife the big treat of turning the TV off.
Is that what you say to her? You should be thankful I could have the TV on?
Not anymore. I said a couple times it wasn't well received.
Yeah, there's no way he says that.
Wasn't well received at all. You know my wife. She'll kill me.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
That's it for catching up on the Bobby Bones Show this week. And I want to say, proudly, we have heard y'all. I know it's such a bummer that blind karaoke cannot be included on the podcast due to copyright issues, but I've seen the complaints. I've seen everybody sad about it. And I have made sure we put it up, the entire full segment, on our YouTube page for you guys to go watch. So consider it a bonus best bits. Go head over to our YouTube page at Bobby Bones Show and you'll get to watch the entire blind karaoke female anthems segment. I'm very sorry I can't include it here. But I do hope you guys still check out part one and part three with Amy this weekend. Thank you for joining and hanging out with me for even just a little bit. I love y'all. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend.
Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.